Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, The Love of God. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
John 15, verse 9. As the Father has loved me, so have I loved you. Continue ye in my love. That word that's oftentimes, I guess, what, a dozen times in the past few verses here, is translated abide. It means stay in there, stay in it, live in it. Live in this love. Verse 10, if you keep my commandments, you shall abide, stay, live in my love, even as I've kept my Father's commandments and abide or stay and live in his love. These things have I spoken to you. Why? Why? So that when you love other people and you lay down your life for them, you'll be unhappy, but you'll get a reward in heaven.
No.
Huh?
No.
It's hard. It costs you everything. And very few are willing to pay the price. But you'll be blessed when you get to heaven. Now, he's talking about immediately when you do these things. He said, I've told you these things, not so you'd be depressed. I've told you these things. Why? That my joy, whose joy? Huh? Are we talking about the very self-same joy that rested in the bosom of the Master? Huh? The one who was anointed with the oil of joy and gladness above all his brethren? So many of the pictures you see of people trying to portray Jesus, they portray him as sad. Do you believe he was sad?
No.
To believe he's sad is to believe he's weak.
That's right.
Because the joy of the Lord is your strength. Was he strong?
Yes.
Oh, strong. You never met anybody any stronger than him. So what else do we know he was? Full of joy. Why do you think little kids liked him? Little kids would mob him. Why? Little kids don't like depressed folks. They want to party, buddy. Little kids want to dance and play. And they loved Jesus, didn't they? Why? He's full of joy. He's full of joy. He'd take them up in his arms and bless them.
Yeah, thank you, Lord.
Huh?
Yeah.
Take time. They loved him. Why? The common people loved him. Why? He wasn't depressing to listen to.
Amen.
They're tired of hearing the scribes and Pharisees tell them how terrible they were.
Right.
Who wants to come get beat in the head at church? Sorry, rascals. You bunch of sinners. No, we want to be built up. We want to be edified. Don't tell us what we can't do. Tell us what we can do. Don't just tell us we got a problem. Tell us how to get out of the problem. Don't just tell us our shortcomings. Tell us how to overcome and rise above it. And when you're strong, you'll have joy. Let me challenge you, friends. Let this church be known for its joy. Everywhere you go, it's a bad witness when you go out of the house and you're depressed. It's a bad witness when you're, you know, poke your lip out. Got the mully grubs on the job. It's a bad witness. A depressed Christian is a contradiction in terminology. Christ, Diane, is an anointed one. One like the anointed one who was anointed with the oil of joy and gladness. Amen. You show me a strong Christian, you show me somebody with a lot of faith, I'll show you somebody with some joy. You show me somebody with some power in God, I'll show you somebody with some joy. They're inseparable.
Amen.
The strongest Christians are the ones that get slapped with 12 problems before lunch and they still jump up and go, ha!
Yeah.
Hallelujah anyhow!
Amen.
None of these things move me. Ha ha, devil, you dumb, defeated devil, you'll never defeat me. And laugh in his face at destruction and at famine, thou shalt laugh. You get slapped and you find your nose where your feet were just a minute before, and you go, ha ha ha, this don't move me. That's strong. I said, that's strong. But when people, so many people bless their hearts, they think this is strong. A little old nothing happens and they go, I just don't understand what's wrong. I love the Lord and I'm doing the best I can. And also, I'm a faith person. Why is this happening? No, honey, you ain't near the faith person you think you are. Or you wouldn't be whining and crying and carrying on like that. Faith shouts. Faith is joyous. Amen. No matter what. No matter what. No matter what. You know, worst case scenario. Worst, I mean, if everything went bad. If for whatever reason you messed up, you didn't believe the money in, you didn't believe for your healing, you didn't get it taken care of, for whatever reasons, and you died. Worst case scenario. You step out of your body and you go, wow, that's done. And an angel is there. He says, you ready to go? Yeah. You want to take the scenic route? Go by the Milky Way? And yeah. Worst case scenario. I'm saved.
Hallelujah.
You're saved.
Hallelujah.
That's why we're more than conquerors. You can't defeat us. You can't defeat. You put a gun to our head and blow our brains out. You didn't defeat us.
Right.
You just sent me to glory quicker. Huh?
Hallelujah.
Isn't it wonderful to know we cannot be defeated?
Amen.
We're more than conquerors. Oh, makes you want to shout.
Amen.
That's what the world is looking for. That's what they want to see in you and I. They want to see this unconquerable joy. They want to see this peace that never goes away. Amen. And when they see this in our life, in work, good times, bad, no matter what's going on, we'd never lose it. We always have joy. We always have peace. They will want what you have. Because nobody in the world has this. Nobody. Nobody. They're like yo-yos. But we are on the rock who does not change. And the rock is in us. Amen. And if we'll not quit, we cannot be defeated. He always causes us to triumph. When you walk in this kind of joy, when you lay your life down for others, does it depress you?
No.
I mean, Phyllis and I, progressively, as the years have gone by, we have laid down more and more of our life for others. Until you get to the place where you forget your life, you lose your life, and you're living every day to help somebody.
Amen.
And we've just become happier and freer and stronger and more blessed. Amen. Because there's nothing like realizing that you have been used of God to set somebody free. You've been used of God to meet somebody's need. You've been used of God to take a burden off somebody, to answer a question that they've been wrestling with for a long time, to get them out of depression, get them out of a sickness. Now, friend, that will make you happier than a new car or a new dress or a new piece of jewelry or anything you could do for you.
Yes.
Oh, it satisfies you deep down in your soul.
Yes.
Amen. And you know that's what I was made for.
Amen.
That's what I was put on this planet for.
That's right.
Amen. It is the key. Jesus said it, the key to fullness of joy. These things I've spoken to you that my joy might remain in you and that your joy might be full. This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. And greater love has no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. You're my friends if you do whatever I command you. When you follow God completely, you've got to get used to your plans being messed up. You got to get over being miffed when you were inconvenienced. Because people need you when they need you, not when it's convenient for you. Don't they? And so many times when they need you, it's 3 a.m. and you're in a sound sleep. And the Lord deals with you to sow some money to them, and it's not a good time for you to sow money. You don't have a lot extra and you got some bills coming up. But the Lord knows all that. But when you delight in ministering to other people, I'm telling you, you learn to do it and you learn, well, I don't care. Yeah, we were going to go do this, but that's all right. Forget that. Let's go check on them.
Amen.
Amen. Yeah, we're going to do that. You got to be flexible to be led by the Holy Ghost.
Right.
Huh?
Amen.
I mean, and it's an exciting thing. It's adventures every day. You don't know what's going to happen. It's exciting. It's not boring. Phyllis and I have gotten up in the morning, and she said, I got somebody on my heart. And I said, I do too. And next thing you know, a couple hours later, we're in another state ministering to them. Thank God for airplanes. And everything, that's not just for preachers, that's for every believer. That's why we're talking about getting free so you have time and getting free so you have money. Amen. And the Lord can tap you on the shoulder. You get up in the morning, call them, go see them, go buy them this, go do this. And when you learn to live like that, you'll begin to be happier and happier and happier and more full of joy. Your joy will be full. When you sit around and think about what I don't have, and why they didn't do for me, and why don't my kids come see me? Why don't my grandkids want to come see me? Why don't my friends want to come spend time with me? Now let's just stop right there. Wonder why they don't. Well, one reason why some folk don't want to come see people is because when they do come, they're laying for them. Well, I see you finally decided to come see your mama. I guess I could just lay up here and die and nobody'd come check on me. How many understand that is complete selfishness? Amen. And complete immaturity. Amen. And then for the next 30 minutes, tell them about, you know, my bad back and what the doctors have been saying and how we got to go through this and how they cut my check and how I don't know what I'm going to do and this and that. Well, what do you think most people are doing? They're sitting there going, boy, if I could never get out of here. They're not going to be back for a while. And people say, well, you just don't understand. If you had up, no, you don't understand. If you love them, you wouldn't just sit and talk about yourself all afternoon. You know, my dear grandmother, she's in heaven now. But she was one of the greatest examples of this I've ever seen. I know in the latter years of her life, she had some physical problems. And I know there were times she was in pain. And I know there were some times that she didn't feel like entertaining. But friend, if you showed up at the house, you'd never know it. She'd push it aside and she'd put a smile on and all she wants to know is what's going on with you. And have you eaten? Well, let me fix you something then. And dare me, pull out stuff from 20 different places and just make a big deal and ask you, and baby, tell me what you're doing and tell me what's going on with you. Well, see, you wanted to go. I never didn't want to go. You understand what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Nobody enjoys being around selfishness, where all people want to do is tell you about their problems and talk about themselves for hours. Nobody wants to hear that. Nobody. But when you love other people, you're interested in them. You want to know about them and you ask questions about them.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, The Love of God, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelifenow.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Sarasota, Florida on Monday, February 5th, as we begin the Greater Faith Conference. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.